You know, I think back to the 2013 floods here in Canmore, and I just remember the, sort of that feeling that I think we all had. It's just like nobody knew how this was going to end. Nobody knew how bad it could be, and then it sort of stopped, and it started getting better. So that anxiety kind of decreased. But in Fort Mac, I'd imagine that anxiety is still up there because it's not over yet. I mean, they don't know how bad it's going to get.
What is important to keep in mind is that this is a traumatic experience for the people who've been evacuated, having either lost their homes or not knowing what's happening to their homes or to their entire community, and they're displaced. We experienced that same trauma here. When the 2013 flood, I remember you and I were covering it, and it was like every half an hour, every 10 minutes, the situation was different.
I think the damage estimate for the 2013 floods in the province of Alberta was $1.9 billion. They're expecting it to well exceed that and be the costliest natural disaster in Canadian history. For those who do lose their property, as far as insurance goes, it might be a little easier than a lot of people dealt with the floods down here, because it was a mandatory evacuation, which changes the picture, a wildfire, which also changes the insurance picture. Most insurance companies, in fact, the stories I've been reading saying, yeah, they will more than likely pay out for the full loss.
The 2013 floods, by not being an insurable event, a lot of people had to go through the disaster recovery program, which was a nightmare in and of itself that traumatized people after the fact. I'm glad this is an insurable event because it changes how the people are going to deal with the situation. They're dealing with their own insurance. They're not dealing with the DRP.
Those neighborhoods, you see the pictures, it looks like a bomb went off there. I mean, they're going to have to rebuild entire neighborhoods, entire communities at Fort McMurray. And that's going to be quite a tall order for a city that's already suffered quite a bit with the downturn in oil. Really feeling for all those people. I know so many people who really want to help here in the Bow Valley and want to do whatever they can. But really right now, the best thing to do until we know the need for goods and services is just to donate to the Canadian Red Cross. Because the Red Cross, they're the people that are on the ground providing the food, the shelter, the clothing, and whatever else, like right now.
I think we've learned through our experiences as a province with natural disasters that used goods is not always helpful. Hearts are in the right place, but there's the best way to help out. And then there's trying to help, but after the fact, just end up being gymnasiums full of donated stuff that there's nowhere to go to.
Absolutely.
And also, I think what we're seeing in this situation is people using it as a political football.
When Rachel Notley didn't declare the state of emergency like early in the afternoon was rather than later, instead of asking, well, why? It was all like, oh, Rachel Notley's got to go. Yeah, like, really? Is this really the time to be political grandstanding?
Certain things happen when you declare those things. Like in Canmore, when we declared a local state of an emergency in the 2013 flood, decision-making power went to the emergency operations center, taken away from the mayor.
There are reasons that they do things at certain times. It's not just because they're inept or, you know, not paying attention.
And we're going to have a lot of time to look back at how this thing unfolded. But in the moment, all we can do is keep the people of Fort McMurray in our hearts and our prayers. It's devastating when disaster hits and your life is changed forever. And I think we know that as a community.
Absolutely.
And I think what we are going to see as a community in the next few days is different things happening for us to get together and show our support.
Yeah, for sure.
I heard earlier we have visitor accommodation units welcoming Fort Mac residents. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have local officials, firefighters heading up there.
Yeah.
I saw Rocky Mountain Animal Rescue has a member going up to help retrieve pets that were left behind. There's a number for people to call if that's the case.
I read a great article actually about how fire resilient pets are and how they can often stay low and escape situations where a human might not be able to. Canadian Red Cross, again, make those donations. Redcross.ca to donate any amount. Or if you just want to donate $10 from your wireless bill, just text FIRES to 45678.
And this is Emergency Preparedness Week as well. I think the 2013 flood afterwards, we talked a lot as a community about being prepared in the event of an emergency, and there was instructions and categories to put together a pack. I think we should all be thinking about that right now as well, and just think about what would we do if this situation unfolded here.